my husband's greater Jordan in Amman. Find out for a summary of the latest news. His Majesty the King was briefed by the Prime Minister for his latest letter on the government's Tokyo program in tackling the national economic situation during a visit to the Prime Ministry last night. The Prime Minister outlined the measures undertaken by special ministerial committees assigned to implement the guidelines contained in the Royal Letter of Designation. Addressing the cabinet session prepared later, His Majesty said that Jordan is now facing tremendous challenges that should be tackled to fulfill national aspirations. Emphasis during the next phase, His Majesty pointed out, is to transcend the issue of parliamentary elections to the task of achieving self-reliance. His Majesty called for preparing full data about how the various segments of society would be influenced by government measures and adjusting taxes in a manner that strikes social equality as a priority. His Majesty said he came quite close from the work of the Ministerial Committee despite the colossal task to then do the present situation. Greeting the ministers on his recent contact with Arab leaders, His Majesty voiced the hope that the outcome would reflect positively on the kingdom. His Majesty noted that Jordan maintains close relations with the outside world and enjoys international credibility. His Majesty called for quiet and constructive dialogue aiding a study of the needs of all the governors in the kingdom and a review of projects with a view to absorbing manpower and easing unemployment. The U.S. Secretary of State, Mr. James Baker, left their principal master to bring support to Soviet leaders and strategic arms control, to the Middle East crisis and bilateral relations. During the Soviet House stopover in Helsinki, Mr. Baker had talked with Finnish President and the Prime Minister. Finally, a Saudi oil ministry official today repeated the denial that his country was exceeding its OPEC oil output quota of 4